Alright, guys. Happy Monday. Hope you all had a good weekend. Start of a nice, so far anyway, a nice week. It's almost 80 degrees. By this afternoon, it's supposed to reach up to 80 degrees. It's like 75 right now. Unbelievable. It's like summer's here all over again. In fact, I was just talking back in the office at RBN, and they're having 50-degree weather down in Texas. This is crazy. Talk about complete weather reversal. We're getting the weather they're supposed to be having and vice versa. I'm not complaining, but it's just so bizarre. But, hey, as long as this screwed-up weather works in my favor, although we had some bizarre occurrences here the past few days. They had a tremor up in Boston. It wasn't, I don't know, it was 2.5 or something like that. It wasn't that severe, but nevertheless, pretty freaky. Boston certainly is not known for earth tremors, although it does sit on a major fault line, but it's been inactive, you know, for, well, as long as we know. I don't think in the entire country's history that it's ever really had any major shakings, but there's been some tremor activity in the past couple decades, very sparsely, you know, separated and, of course, low on the Richter scale, but they claim that it, you know, there could be a big one anytime. Heaven forbid that should happen because Boston is not prepared. The buildings are not constructed. They just don't have the facilities or even the know-how or the experience with earthquakes. It would be just a major disaster, worse than if a big one hit San Fran. That's not a pleasant thing to think about. But anyway, we've got a great guest today lined up, guys. We've got Alan Stang, who used to be one of the writers for Mike Wallace of 60 Minutes fame. So this is, you know, an insider with the mainstream media that should provide some pretty interesting perspectives on behind-the-scenes journalism. So we'll be talking to him about that and what he thinks about the current beautiful administration we have in this country. How refreshing. You know, we've had all kinds of corrupt presidents in the White House before. How refreshing to have one now that actually loves the Constitution, loves we the people, and is working hard day and night to better our lives and to restore our constitutional freedoms. Yeah, right. Anyway, so we'll see what he's got to say about that. First, let me go over, as always, a few quick announcements. Guys, you want to read any of my books, Pearson the Fog and 9/11, or The New World Disorder, or any of the other titles I've got posted, you can go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and to see what titles I've got available, just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. Like I said, I've got three new ones I posted in just the past few weeks. There'll be more to come. So check them out. Let me know what you think. TruthHurtsRadio@AOL.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And as always, if anybody ever wants any transcripts of the shows that I do on my own, not when I have guests, but when I'm on my own, you know, going off on a tangent on a certain topic like Friday, and I'll be picking up with that again this coming Friday, or today if my guest doesn't show. I don't know. I didn't have time to, I've been so busy I didn't have time to call and confirm, but I'm assuming he's going to be on. But anyway, yeah, anybody ever wants transcripts of the shows that I do like that when I'm talking on my own on a specific topic, you can just send the request to truthhurtsradio@AOL.com, and I'll send you it as an attachment file. The transcripts. All right, guys, stick with us, and I'll be back with our guest, hopefully.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani, and I guess we've got our guest on the line. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thank you, Charlie. Good to be with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, great to have you. Once again, folks, this is Alan Stang. He used to work as, you were a writer, right, for Mike Wallace?
That's one of my many jobs, yes. I apologize to the listening public, but that is something that I did, yes.
You apologize. Well, yeah, why don't you go over your resume? What are some of the other things that you've done?
Well, I've written, I've written about 16 books by now, I guess. I've written hundreds of feature articles in national magazines and now, of course, on the Internet. I write for newswithviews.com, for example. My website is alanstang.com, where you can read all my articles and see all the other things I'm involved with. One of my books, recent books, is Electronic Medicine, Cure for Cancer with a Question Mark, in which I talk about the use of the amazing use of frequencies to restore the balance, the body's balance, so that it can heal itself. And I talk about a line of frequency machines. You can read all about it on my website, alanstang.com. I lecture around the country, so I'm super busy. And then, of course, I appear on programs like yours, Charles.
Excellent. So, by the way, that's A-L-A-N, Stang, S-T-A-N-G.com.
Yes, sir. And by the way, you know, a while back I did a gig about a year, I guess a year and a half approximately, on Republic Broadcasting. And I think I was on in the same time slot you are right now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah,
Wow.
Yeah, that I can't remember exactly the time slot I was in, but I was with you and with John Stadtmiller there on Republic RBN there for about a year and a half.
Oh, no kidding! Small world, huh?
Yeah, small world.
Wow! And tell me, do you know Dennis Cuddy?
I don't know Dr. Cuddy, but of course I read his magnificent inspirational material. I've never had the pleasure of meeting him though.
Yeah, well, I haven't either, but I've had him on the show as well. I've read quite a few of his books over the years, and he's got some really good stuff on there in psychiatry. And
Does a great job.
Yeah.
Although he has a doctorate, he doesn't seem to have been too affected by it. He makes a lot of sense.
Which usually doesn't go with that territory, does it? I had one guest on, Michael Parenti. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he calls himself a recovering academic.
A recovering academic. That's good. I never heard that.
Yeah.
It's cute.
But, you know, it's true. I mean, they ruin you. They really do.
Much of the time, yes, by the time you get through with the doctorate, you have been immersed in this madness for so many years that it does require, in many cases, a certain amount of recovery. So although that appellation is kind of amusing, there's a lot of truth in it.
Maybe they should call it indoctorate instead of doctorate, because you become indoctrinated.
That's cute too. Yes, and indoctorate.
Yeah, there's really not much room for independent thought anymore in anything, you know, not just in politics.
That's so true, Charles, and that, of course, is the reason for that is that we are moving now very rapidly into a full-blown totalitarian dictatorship. And, of course, in a totalitarian dictatorship, you do not have freedom of thought, freedom of expression. That is where we are now. I like to think I do think that we are in the same situation, let's say, Germany was in the 30s when Hitler was imposing his dictatorship. That would just be one example. We're very close to a full-blown dictatorship, which would be more extensive, I believe, than Stalin's or Hitler's, for the simple reason that they did not have the technology that we have, that they didn't have the physical capability that we do here in the United States, well, in the Western world, the United States and the Western world, to keep people under control.
Yeah. We're beyond the point where you can say, oh, that's just crazy, that's paranoid, and, you know, that's not happening, can't happen here.
You know, the slogan of my site, Charles, the slogan of my site, alanstang.com, you'll see when you go there, is, if you are not paranoid these days, you're crazy. Yes, years ago when we talked, we were paranoid. We were crazy.
Yeah.
And now, without any, and by we, I mean we, I include you in all of this, we patriots trying to arouse the people to what is happening. We were crazy, paranoid. Now, miraculously, without any psychiatric intervention whatsoever, we have become remarkably sane. Because now what we have been talking about becomes quite obvious now. At one point, I agree, I admit at one point, it did take a little digging to uncover it. But now it's in your face every day. And I'm reminded that a friend of mine, now gone, used to say that when we get right down to the end, the conspirators, the totalitarians, will be running naked to the finish line. In other words, it will become so obvious what they are doing that they will have to run full speed before we wake up. And you know, you remind me, Charles, very often now I get messages, emails, let's say, from people. They say, you know, 30 years ago or 25 or 20 years ago, I was roped into coming to a talk you gave. And I listened to your talk, and I knew you were totally insane. And I wondered how a guy as crazy as you were, obviously were, was allowed out without adult supervision. I mean, wouldn't it be dangerous to let a guy like you out flying on planes and stuff and coming into schools here? And then the message will end up, I'm writing to tell you that now I am insane. The people now...
He's joined the club.
Huh? Yeah, they joined it. Suddenly they realize, yeah, this is what the crazy guy Stang was saying 20, 25, 30 years ago, however long it was when they heard me. Now it's happening. I see it myself, they tell me. Yeah. And so they tell me sardonically, I'm crazy too.
Well, I like that analogy you use, running naked to the finish line, because you really can say today the emperor has no clothes.
The emperor has no clothes, yes, and that is why it does appear we are getting now to the finish, to the climax. And by the climax, of course, we mean, will these people succeed in their goal of submerging the United States first in a regional government and then in a world government that would be utterly totalitarian, in which there would be no more constitution, no more Bill of Rights, in which there would be no more rights, and in which you would have a small group of ultra-powerful multi-billionaires at the very top, and then a much smaller population of serfs, of slaves, doing their bidding at the very bottom. So that's what we're talking about when we talk about the possibility here.
Yeah, and, you know, some people would argue, you know, a world government, isn't that a good idea? Then we'll all be on the same page. And what they don't understand is, even if these scoundrels who were setting this whole thing up had scruples, and they certainly don't, but even if they did, world government still isn't a good idea, because ultimately all systems of government eventually become corrupted. And when that happens, of course, this one's starting out being corrupted to begin with, but, you know, even if they had the best intentions and everything was being set up in a way that looked real good on the surface and actually would maybe for a time function good on the surface, to have a global government is very dangerous, because once a government like that becomes corrupt, even if it isn't corrupt to start with, there's no place to go to find solace or refuge from that tyrannical system.
No matter how you look at this,
it's not a good thing.
You know, it's interesting, Charles. You remind me that the advocates of world government, they point to the original American colonies. They say, well, look, here you had these colonies. They were, in effect, independent nations after the defeat of the British Empire, which was certainly true. They were independent countries. Remember that the government of Britain made separate treaties with each one of the colonies. They were independent nations. And the advocates of this world government system say, well, look, these colonies got together and formed a government, and this would be an extension of that process. It would be the same thing. But remember, when you're talking about the original colonies, you're talking about people who spoke the same language. They enjoyed pretty much the same culture, with local differences, but generally the same general culture. They had the same general religion, Christianity.
Yeah.
So many similarities.
Yeah, I tell you what, we got to go to a break. Hold that thought,
yes.
And we'll pick up there when we get back.
What it's done to me.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by Alan Stang, someone who's been in the media business for decades on end now and has noticed the tremendous changes that have been taking place, especially under this administration. You were talking before the break about the change in religious ideology. Did you want to pick up with any more thoughts?
Yes, Charles. So here you have you had these independent nations here in the United States, the colonies, after the defeat of the British. They formed this union. But again, remember, they had generally the same religion, the same language, generally the same culture. There was so much similarity between them. But despite that, even though there was all this similarity, the founding fathers were very suspicious of what they themselves were creating. They were worried about it. They were of two minds. They were ambivalent, and that's why they gave us the system of checks and balances, isn't it? They said we're going to divide the power into these three divisions, executive, legislative, and judicial. And we're also going to divide the power between this newfangled idea, this experiment, the federal government and the state governments, the idea being this, so that no one could get too much power. All right, and we see this idea has gone wrong in a relatively short time. Mm-hmm. Now imagine what they're talking about now. They're talking about a world government comprised of people who have hostile religions, who don't speak the same language, who don't have the same culture, who are at each other's throats already, we're all going to be forced into this world government. You can see, when you look at recent history, you can see the preposterous nature of what they are proposing.
Oh, it's destined for failure, according to our perspective, but according to theirs, that's a success because they want the people divided.
Yes, well, yeah, that's right. That would be a success, the people fighting each other while they rule at the top. One of the difficulties of explaining all this, Charles, I'm sure you've had the same problem, is that it is so incredible that it's beyond the ability of the normal mind, I repeat that, to conceive, to examine. And the way I like to explain it, Charles, I mean, suppose I tell you this guy down the block is guilty of embezzlement, let's say. Well, you are not guilty of embezzlement. You're not doing that yourself, but at least you can understand the crime. He took money that didn't belong to him out of his company. Yeah, well, he's an embezzler. Oh, gee, that's too bad. You can understand it. But if I tell you the man down the block is conspiring with other people around the world to take total control of everybody and to step on people's necks simply because he gets a kick out of doing it, whoa, now you're finding it somewhat difficult to fit that into your mind, aren't you? I mean, that's totally beyond your capability as a normal human being to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I guess, didn't Hitler say something like that? You tell a lie that's big, because the bigger the lie is that you tell, the easier it will go down.
Yeah.
Because people won't believe it. It's so big, it's too big for them to conceive of. He said something like that, I recall.
Tell the big lie long enough and often enough, and sooner or later everybody will believe it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was searching for. Yeah, so I think this is another factor that we're dealing with here. But on the other hand, it does appear that now it's getting so obvious. I mean, when you look at what we've seen just in the last few years here, what our government has done, the abolition of habeas corpus, the imposition of the Patriot Acts, the conduct of the invasion. We know that El Presidente Jorge W. Bush is running the invasion of the, of the Mexican border. We know that. How do we know that? It's very simple. If he were to pick up the phone and say, stop this at once, it would stop at once, right?
Sure.
Well, the fact that he doesn't pick up the phone and say that proves this is what he wants.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
chaos.
Chaos, the invasion, all of this is part of all of these things are part. I just gave one example, the invasion from this over the Mexican border. All of these things are part of the orchestrated scheme to collapse our country, collapse our institutions, bring our country to its absolute knees, well, lower than its knees, put our face in the mud so that it can be comfortably submerged in the first step of the regional government leading toward the world government. Now, to get back to something you said before the last break, Charles, some people say, well, it's so respectable. I mean, world government, it's a respectable. And you're right. The advocates of this monstrosity have labored long and hard to make it sound respectable. You've got motherhood. You've got baseball. You've got apple pie. You've got world government. It's friendship. It's good feeling. Consider that world government means the abolition of the U.S. government, doesn't it? Now, these people are always saying we, you, I, the others on our side are opposed to the U.S. government. We're actually defending the U.S. government. When we come back, I'll continue if you like.
Excellent. Okay, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Okay, welcome back to True Threats Radio. Show host Charles Giuliani, joined today by Alan Stang, talking about the wonderful changes that we're seeing going on all around us, leading to world government. Do you remember where we left off, Alan, before the break?
Yes, I was just getting ready to point out that if you are working for world government, you are working to abolish the United States government. Because the two things are mutually exclusive, aren't they? If you have world
right.
government, by definition, you no longer have the U.S. government.
You have both.
To look at it the other way, if you have the U.S. government, then, again, by definition, you do not have world government. So if you're working for world government, you have to face the fact you are working to abolish the government we have here, the U.S. government, and I'm standing in favor of the U.S. government and opposed to world government. So you're talking about a treasonous situation here. You're not just talking about toleration and love and good relations with people and motherhood, apple pie, world government. You're talking literally about treason. You're talking about the destruction of our government in favor of some other government, which as far as I know, would define what treason means in the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, and you know Bush referred to that document as a blank, blank piece of paper, and yet he swore an oath to uphold it. It's unbelievable, the hypocrisy, the double speak that's going on here.
It is unbelievable. It's utterly intolerable, but it does seem to be moving forward with incredible rapidity. Things used to happen every couple of years in my memory, Charles. You know, something would happen and then they'd digest it. We'd move forward. A few years later, something else would happen.
Right.
But now you see these things almost on a weekly basis.
Oh, even a daily basis.
Almost a daily basis, yes. I don't think that would be an exaggeration, really. That's why I believe that we do seem to be moving toward the climax of this thing, whichever way it's going to go. We do seem to be moving toward the climax.
Well, like I like to put it, this is Christmas morning for these globalist trash. Everything they've been wanting on their wish list is now being granted to them, carte blanche. And, you know, it's not that people don't see that something's wrong. They do. I mean, he has the lowest poll ratings of any president in the history of the country right now. And that's according to the official lying statistics. You know, it's worse than what they're telling you. But even they have to admit that he's down to, I think the latest one was 23, 24% approval. I don't even think it's half that. But nevertheless, he has the lowest ratings now by several percentage points of any president ever.
Yes, and it doesn't seem to bother him at all, you notice, they don't really.
He's the decider.
Yes, he's the chief. Yes, he's the decider. They don't seem to pay any attention to it. They're moving forward, we're going to see. I mean, what we've seen so far just is the prelude for what is coming. You're talking about the implementation of all of these things. We've seen the structure, the superstructure put in place over the last few years. I'm talking about the legislation, the Patriot Act and so on, all these other things. So
yep.
What they've been working at is putting the structure that they need in place, and it does appear that now it's pretty much all in place and ready to go when the next emergency, real or concocted, erupts. By the way, Charles, you may be interested, and your listeners may be interested in looking at my newest piece, which you will find on newswithviews.com, about government by emergency. I call it Your Papers, Please. Your Papers, Please.
Yeah. Are your papers?
Yeah. Your papers, please. Yeah. Your papers are not in order, Charles. Would you step this way, please? So that's what I call it. And I give a list there of emergency.
Is it the Real ID, Act? Or?
Real ID Act. And
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of the things that they have in place to keep track of us. And first of all, I go back more than 100 years and show we've been governed by emergency for more than 100 years. I started with the Spanish-American War. And I just went down through a list of some of the emergencies. I mean, there were too many to list. I didn't list them all by any means.
Oh, there's thousands, sure.
Oh, yes, just some of them. And went down through the
executive
utterly
orders.
Phony, the executive orders, the utterly phony war on drugs, to show that now we're ready now for the latest emergency. And what that will be, I don't know. It could be a financial emergency. Notice that they do seem to be literally destroying the dollar.
Well, you know, I think there's some legitimacy to the term war on drugs. They just forgot to put the comma after the word war, because we are at war and everyone's on drugs. That's why they buy what they're being told.
Oh, golly, Charles, you're so clever. I see why they put you there. I see why John put you there, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
yeah.
What a mess.
So you've got all of these emergencies, and now we could be facing a financial emergency with the money. And you wonder, well, why would they want to destroy the dollar themselves? Well, remember that in the regional government that they're trying to impose upon us, every real government has to have a currency. Well, the currency, the so-called money, in a lot of quotation marks, they would be using, they're calling the Amero, and I guess that's a concentration, a mixture of the United States, Mexico, and Canada, the Amero.
Right.
All right. Well,
CC.
They couldn't They couldn't impose that just by saying, well, we've decided to retire the dollar and put in the Amero. There would have to be a reason. Well, a reason could be if the dollar collapsed, now people would be desperate. They would scream to Washington, do something, because that's what they've been trained to do. We've been trained to believe whatever problem you have, from acne to dandruff to zits, you call Washington. Well, so they call Washington, do something, and Washington would say, well, all right, you want a solution, here it is, the Amero. So that could be one way to, one emergency, a financial emergency.
Mm-hmm.
There could also be a medical emergency. Notice we've been hearing lately, Charles, about this staph epidemic somewhere.
Yeah.
I think, is it in the Northeast? I can't recall where it is. I think it's in the Northeast somewhere.
Connecticut, yeah.
Connecticut, okay. A staph epidemic, some other kind of epidemic requiring quarantine. And again, the people would be, in this case, just as they would in the financial area, they would be booby-trapped into demanding their own enslavement. You'd have quarantines. You'd have the buses coming to take people away to relocation camps for their own good. Another one would be, another possible emergency could be the attack on Iran, which would put us into full-scale war, the reactivation of the draft, and all of the wartime controls that you would expect. So there's a variety of emergencies. There could be an attack that could be combined with an attack, another 9/11 attack here, within the continental United States. Any one of these could booby trap the people into demanding our own enslavement and work the people up into another frenzy of concocted manufactured patriotism, in which they now could implement all of this legislative superstructure that they have already installed since 9/11. So I would suggest, Charles, that the stage has been set now for something like this to erupt. I don't know what it is, but I'm guessing it would be one of the kinds of things I mentioned.
Yeah, I've said the same thing. They're as we speak, they're concocting something.
Yes, I have no doubt of that. It would be something like what I mentioned. Now, just yesterday, I guess it was, Dick Cheney said that the U.S. government will not tolerate the acquisition of nuclear power by Iran. Period. So that says that we will do whatever is required, bombing and so on, in order to prevent Iran from doing that. So maybe that is and we've been hearing so much about a possible attack on Iran for so many months, and my guess is maybe they're trying to arrange the proper situation. The best way they do something like that, of course, is to arrange an attack on the United States like Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Harbor would be very important to remember here. We're already in October. It would be very important to recall that this is how they stuck us into World War II, by deliberately arranging the attack on Pearl Harbor. And then, of course, totally killing, stopping the anti-war movement of the time, led by very influential, revered people like Charles Lindbergh. That could be something like what they are trying to arrange now, Charles.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. My suspicions as well. Gee, maybe they're going to plan it for December 7th, huh?
Well, Lord, they do love anniversaries. Yes, they love anniversary celebrations. It's part of their curious humanistic religion. But I wonder whether they would do it on December 7th. It would tip off. Well, I was going to say it would tip us off even more, but rub our faces in it even more. But of course, that's what they have been doing.
Exactly.
So yeah, it could be any of these things. Now I do see one really amazing bright spot, and that is the candidacy of Ron Paul, which is electrifying. The support that he is getting, the spontaneous support he is getting, is really remarkable.
In spite of the fact that the media is not giving any attention to him, he's getting it anyway.
He's getting it anyway, and of course the internet is a big factor there. But it's absolutely amazing. I'm really astounded at the support that he's gotten so far, despite, as you just said, Charles, despite every effort by the communist media left and right to bury him, to pretend that he isn't there.
Right.
We're seeing an enormous groundswell and very exciting among young people. Now, the support that he has does not amount to a mosquito on an elephant's toe, but it could explode. It could explode. Despite all the efforts to keep his name out of the media, to prevent people from finding out about him, yeah, it could explode. So that is very promising. And I mean, just the idea, Charles, that we could eliminate the income tax and abolish the Fed, for most people, are so revolutionary. It's never occurred to them that we could do that.
So right.
I would suggest that just getting the idea to people's heads that we could abolish the income tax and the Fed, and that we don't have to be the world's policemen, these are novel ideas. And I think that Dr. Paul, Dr. No, as he is, known, is doing a very valuable service in his campaign of inserting those ideas into the people's minds. The idea has to be there before there's any action. The slogan that I've devised that I use on my site is "Say yes to no." That's what I say. Say yes to no. So you do have all of these things moving with satanic rapidity toward this one conclusion. But you also have this very exciting candidacy, quite different from all of the others. Nobody else even remotely approaches Dr. Paul. It's very exciting. And we just had a debate last night, of course, in which the results that I just looked at before we went on the air showed that Dr. Paul got 40% of the responses. The next man, Mike Huckabee, former Governor Huckabee, got 20%. So again, you see the same result that we've seen all along.
He beats the pants off of him.
Yeah, beats the pants off of him. Yes. So,
well, how could it be otherwise? He addresses real issues that concern the general population, as opposed to the big corporations. There's no nonsense. His solutions are clear. They're simple. They're straightforward. I mean, how could he not win? Because none of the rest of them are doing that, of course. They're corporate sellouts.
Exactly. And many people, many more people, let me say that, many more people are beginning to realize that not only is there really not a great difference between the different candidates, but that there isn't even any basic difference between the parties.
Yeah, sure.
Because now you've got
purely rhetorical. That's it. Just rhetoric.
Exactly. Now you've got pilloried, the nation's leading cause of lower back pain. Obama saying that we would be staying in Iraq until 2013. Well, that doesn't sound like getting us out of the war, does it?
Mm-hmm.
6 years from now, though, there really isn't any difference.
If it rhymes with Osama, it chimes with Osama.
Well, yes, and of course, Obama. That of course is just a joke. They have chosen her. She is the one that they want.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah,
and of course, once people figure out that Obama's first lady would be called Obama Mama. You realize that the nation is not ready for a first lady named Obama Mama. So, she would represent, of course, the Democrat style, much more open totalitarianism instead of the which would not be sheathed in the phony Christian veneer used by Jorge W. Bush, but you basically you'd have the same policy, and you'd have a restoration, I assume, of the intern knee prints on the Oval Office carpets, unless by now Bill has gotten too old to do that, which could be a factor. I don't know.
Oh, it's a scary thought, though. Stick with us, folks. Short break. Be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliano, joined by Alan Stang. So, I wanted to ask you, we're going to go to a break here in a couple more minutes, then we got another short one a couple minutes after that, and then we'll be all set for a little while. But I was just curious, were you aware back in the days when you worked with Mike Wallace? It sounds like you were. You have been aware for many decades now. And if so, did you ever have any conversations with him? Did he ever talk with you on the level about things going on?
Well, Charles, I wouldn't say not at all aware. I was not at all aware in the sense that I am now. In those days, I simply was an ordinary patriotic American. I was opposed to fascism, Nazism, opposed to communism. And those were the issues that, it's communism, that was the main issue that we had.
Yeah.
That Mike and I had words about. But that was all. I had no notion, no remote notion of a conspiracy for world government, or of the fact that the conspirators were running the U.S. government. Nothing like that. I simply was, I guess, like most Americans, you know, opposed to communism, and that was the reason Mike and I did have words. We never really did have a real man-to-man conversation. Of course, he was my boss, remember. But
yeah.
He did have incidents. For example, he met at a cocktail party somewhere. He met the ambassador to the United Nations from communist Yugoslavia. At that time, Yugoslavia still existed. The dictator was Tito. Tito was a communist. Of course, just as much as Stalin was, no difference whatsoever. And he met the ambassador to the UN from this country. He asked me to go over and interview him. I did. I went to the embassy and interviewed him, and questioned some of the things that his government was doing. And remember that the Mike Wallace interview was supposed to be a hardcore confrontational interview. You know, we don't take any guff. We get inside. We go nose to nose with you. And so that's what I did. And the ambassador complained. And by the time I got back to the studio, Mike was furious. You insulted the ambassador. Well, not to spend too much time on this, Charles. By the time we got done, we had an interview in which Mike treated the ambassador from this communist dictatorship like an old friend, smoothed everything down, and totally different from the typical Mike Wallace interview. Well, that would be one example, you see, of the kinds of things we had words about at the time. I remember I rewrote the script, and that was still, we did the interview, it was still no good, and finally he did it again. He would never do that with any other guest, redo an interview at the guest's request, impossible, but he did it here. So that would be one kind of the kinds of things we had words about.
Amazing. Yeah, we can talk some more about that on the other side. Stick with us, folks. A short break.
With recent internet.